that this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Dr. Gene Hensler.
Good to be here,
Troy
Bill.
Troy Harmon.
What's up?
What an election week, folks!
Troy Harmon is a certified financial analyst, CPA.
Chartered
financial analyst, a CPA, and a...
He's not a CPA yet.
What do you mean?
I'm working toward that.
You graduated, right?
That gives you an accounting degree.
And you've worked for so how many years?
You still have to pass the exam.
I would say that that's it, and we know you can pass the exam.
The AICPA may take a...
You may have
a different position on that.
You may not be very bright, Troy, but you can take exams.
That's right. And with a rock in my pocket, I can hold the seat down.
All right. So look, this is like the dog chasing a car down the road, and then catches it.
That's right.
So what do you do?
Yeah. Right. So now, they won the election.
What's next?
Our listeners are so bored by
this
conversation.
They're not. They want to know how's this going to impact their money.
Well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we have a question that somebody called in on, and we're going to attack that, give them some idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's correct.
In the meantime, what's happened in the market this week?
Well, you know what happened? You know what's happened? I haven't been here for 3 weeks, and the market's done nothing but go straight up.
Straight up.
Well, that's why Troy and I have been right every week when he said, what's the market going to do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I always follow the rule of numbers. You know what? How often is it that the market goes up? 2 out of 3 days?
That's right.
I'll take that odd every time. It's going to go up.
Okay.
Anyway, and it did this week by 0.45%. Strangely enough, though, you know, as the market moves forward after its big decline a few weeks ago, consumer staples actually led the market higher this week. It's a little bit strange. Consumer staples and industrials are our two highest sectors. Consumer staples are, slow growth.
It's usually the retail stores and stuff like that. You know,
right.
Discretionary
leads you right
that go up and stuff
but
like
now
that.
Now the grocery stores are leading us higher.
So well, you know, people were talking about. People are talking about lower gas prices and doing wonderful things and stuff like that. It appears to me what they're doing is buying the food they need to eat.
Yeah.
Because retail sales boys are not doing well.
No, they're not.
And everybody's come out, even Coors, who has been going like crazy and killing a lot of these guys out, like Coach and stuff like that.
Yeah. Big pool,
they announced that they had a real good earnings the quarter, but they said it's not looking good for the Christmas season.
Right. Yeah, part of what they had done, though.
It's not even Christmas.
Yeah. You been in the stores?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like well, we're already projecting a bad Christmas.
Have you been,
during the crisis did we have a bad Christmas?
Have you been in the stores?
I'm just telling you, it's not Christmas yet.
Yeah. Just go in the stores. They think
it
it's
looks
Christmas.
Like
well, I appreciate
Christmas.
That. And that's how they're going to judge it because people up until Thanksgiving don't really give a you-know-what.
Oh, that's just you. You're a male late shopper.
No.
You're the guy who goes out December
24th. It's blasphemy. You ask anybody. Take a poll. They'll tell you. They're so sick of seeing Christmas
stop
stuff.
By the bar on the way to the grocery store.
What happened to Halloween?
The mall or something, yeah.
Halloween. That's so last year.
Yeah. That only affects consumer staples. I wonder, maybe that's why. We've had great candy sales.
Let's talk a little bit of the broad economics and just to point out that while the manufacturing index has gone up, chain store sales haven't.
That's right.
Factory orders fell.
Yeah, it
mortgage application fell.
Right. Well, you know that's a little bit strange too. If you look deeper into the mortgage application number, the purchase index, which has also, I mean, it's been making up a real small portion. The purchase index was slightly up, about 2.6%, which. I guess if you're just picking real close to find something positive, that was a positive in there. You would expect that pretty much everybody that was going to refinance by now Well, they had done so.
They had that dip, if you'll remember.
Right.
That it got down into the threes again.
Yeah,
and maybe they're recording that now. Those applications at that rate.
The refi fell by what, 5.5%?
Yeah.
But like you said, Treasury rates. You look at the 30, and it slid 1 basis point. It's basically unchanged, you know, week over week. The 10 years pretty steady as well at 2.34%. But the
30-year mortgage is now 4.14.
Right.
And it was in the three, so yeah. that has jumped.
No doubt.
And the 5-1 ARM is low, 3.18. I wouldn't recommend anybody take a 5-1 ARM today.
Yeah.
I think that might be a real bad decision.
Yeah, it could be. You would expect that interest rates are likely to go up. How long has it been since we've been seeing that, Bill?
Oh.
15 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Troy, how long have you worked for me? That's approximately how long we've been saying interest rates.
I promise you,
someday they will go up.
We swear it's going to go up from here.
So do you think the increase in the dollar is causing some of the slow down in manufacturing?
Oh, absolutely. I think, and not only that. I mean, obviously, international trade is going to slow in the U.S. You're going to be a purchaser of goods from elsewhere. Why not?
Would that be offset by the decline in energy to produce the products?
The
dollar's
no.
only up, what, 8%-ish?
Yeah, it's about 8%, right?
And the oil's got to be down.
Over the last few months.
Oil's got to be down 20, 25?
Yeah, it's below 80. I just looked before we started this thing. Yeah. It's around 77, 75 today.
Yeah.
Below $80 a barrel. The oil does make a difference, but I think the differentiation in the currency is probably going to have a bigger impact on your import versus export. So we're going to be buying stuff that everybody else makes, and they're not going to be buying as much as we do.
We may not have inflation because although we're paying more for raw materials coming in, it's offset by the cost of production with oil being cheap. That would offset that, but that still has an impact on trade, foreign trade.
Yeah.
And we don't care much about that, quite frankly, except when you and I go to Europe, then we care about it. But you do know that
it's too late. We already went.
You want the strong dollar.
We got to 8% increase after we were back.
No. When we were in Italy 4 years ago, it was $1.56.
Well, that's true.
And it was $1.28 or $1.30. Come on.
That's true.
Go with the punches. Come on.
I stand corrected.
Now, the rooms didn't get any cheaper, by the way.
Well, so is there, you know, you hear all the pundits, you know, I love listening to the noise on TV, but any issues about oil? I mean, we worried the Saudis are just trying to drive the price down to put us out of business.
What they want to do is keep their market share.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing. They don't want to lose market share to new technologies, and that's what's happening in the U.S. The fracking technology that we have today.
But isn't that by definition putting fracking out of business?
It slows it. It slows the production.
Fracking somehow they can make money at $70 a barrel.
Right. We're
8 bucks away. But anyhow, the bottom line is that you would assume that if it fell to that point, that a little bit of stuff would come off the market in theory.
Yeah.
But not in the short run because the guy's got production. He's going to put it out the door for a short period of time. So
what, it'll stop new wells?
Yeah, guys say, I'm not going to open
it's going to slow it down.
It'll slow it down and stuff like that. But who it kills are these countries who their cost is extremely high. We talked about this a month or two, like Venezuela, and they put out crappy oil. It's very expensive to refine.
Right.
And Brazil, who has got to sell it, and big important there is Russia. Yeah. Russia's cost of production is – who knows what Russia's cost of production is. They're antiquated and behind, and they got to sell it no matter what.
Exactly. And if you look what's going on in Russia right now, I was talking to Bill about this earlier – the ruble has fallen 38% since the end of June. And just yesterday, Wednesday of the week, the Russians came out and said, we're not going to protect the ruble anymore. What does that mean? What's the next step?
They don't have reserves to back it up.
They threw a chunk of reserves at it, and it spiked down when they quit spending. There it went again. I mean,
we know the Russians are not afraid to default.
Yeah, well, I mean, history shows us.
We've seen that video, right?
1998, yeah, they defaulted on their.
Well, everybody in the world to be reminded of how weak that economy is.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Saw some decent numbers in jobless claims too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Any companies you want to talk about? Any local ones?
ICE? I tell you what. Overall, we're about 87% through earnings season. And sales growth's been about 3.86. This is what, like the second quarter in a row we finally have seen some revenue growth.
Yeah.
And earnings growth's a little over 9% overall. Bright spots, you're looking at consumer staples. No, that's healthcare, rather, up 16% in earnings during the third quarter. So you got telecommunication, too, someplace we really don't pay much attention, but it's up 20%. And then materials are up almost 18% in earnings.
That's the demand for production.
Oh, absolutely.
Costs and stuff like that.
Right.
And would materials reflect the change in the dollar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and we'll answer some of your questions. And we probably have a dog of the week. And we'll tell you how to get a hold of us. Money talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.